Good morning, everyone. It is good to see you all, and praise God, we had a good day yesterday. And thank you once again for all the help, particularly all the church members who helped in preparation and the cleaning up, before the event. And I know you all have put in a lot of effort and cooperation and show the church, the unity and purpose that we had to working together. And for that, we praise God and we thank God for everything that He has richly blessed the church. This morning, I won't be speaking on the church, but that was last Sunday's message. But today, I'm going to talk about, from 1 Luke chapter 1, verses 39 to 55, the passage that we have read. And it is concerning the Magnificat, or Mary's song, because this is a time just a few weeks before Christmas, and we want to talk about, Mary, the mother of Jesus. When we pray, my topic is pray without asking. You may ask yourself, when every time we pray, we ask God for something. Some people use it, I remember preacher saying that it is like we have a list going to the supermarket and we ask God for all the items that we need and we ask for God to take care of us. But how this morning I'm going to share with you, even though it is all right that we ask God when we pray. Because in the Bible it says that, if you ask and God will give it to you, if you seek and you will find, and if you knock and He will open the door for you. So why this morning I choose the topic pray without asking? So what sort of a statement is that, you might say to yourself? Isn't that precisely what prayer is all about? We are asking God to help us, to take care of us, to guide us. Why should anyone pray without asking God for something? But not surprisingly, you may ask these questions, because every time when we pray to God, we assume that when we pray, we ask God for something. Or perhaps to escape from some challenges or difficulties in our life. But in either case, we are enlisting God on our side to do something for us, isn't it? We are asking God to do something to help us in our challenges, in our difficulties. For those students who have just finished their exams, they ask God to help them to have a retentive memory, to remember the things that they have studied during the year, and to be able to put it succinctly in their papers, answering papers for them to submit for the exam. So that is quite a normal thing for us. But the text that we have read this morning from Luke chapter 1 verses 39 to 55, it shows Mary offering a prayer in which she neither asked God for any help. She did not ask God to increase her strength. She did not ask God to help her and to guide her in her life. Or she didn't even ask God for anything for herself or for somebody else, perhaps in her family. We must remember in Mary's song, or the Magnificat, Mary prays without asking God for something for herself or for somebody else. After her opening statement of praise and thanksgiving, she never refers to herself again. As Martin Luther, the great reformer of the Protestant faith, the great theologian, the German theologian, when he suggested the passage about Mary's song, he said that we can learn a lot about prayer from Mary. First, we can learn from her example. In her opening prayer, her statement was pure praise. She says, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Verses 46 and 47. "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Here Mary refers to God, and her attention never wavers from God again throughout her prayer. What worship we see in her prayer to God. What total absorption in God she declared. But understand her situation. We know that Mary was a young girl, ordinary girl, betrothed or engaged to Joseph. She is not married, and yet God's grace was specially on her because she was chosen to bear the child of God, our Lord Jesus Christ. Is going to be born through Mary. She was going to be born by the Holy Spirit through her. And you will say, how can that be? As an ordinary girl, she has no relation with Joseph, and yet she could have said no to the Holy Spirit to allow Jesus to be born through her. She said yes. And as a result, we sing her song, "My soul glorifies the Lord." Her attitude seems to come not so much from humility of her humble state. As I say, she was an ordinary country girl. And yet, she was surprised. And in verses 48 and 49, she sings, "For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. The mighty one has done great things for me." Martin Luther wrote, "No one knows less than humility than he who is truly humble." Mary was impressed with two aspects in her life. She realized her own commonness. She was only an ordinary country girl. Perhaps hardly had much education. A simple country girl. And yet God chose her humility and her ordinariness as a surprise choice to bring the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ, through her. God's grace chose her to bear the Son of God, Jesus, the Savior of the world, to be born through Mary. That kind of humility results only from adoration of God, because Mary adores God. She sings, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Here, Mary's surprise is almost palpable when she says, "From now on, all generations will call me blessed." Verse 48. Her older cousin, Elizabeth, had just greeted her with that word, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear." Verse 42. She cried out in a loud voice. Elizabeth, her cousin, finished her greeting with, "Blessed is she who is believe that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished." Verse 45 of Luke 1. One can almost see Mary, the mother of Jesus, amazed already by the message from the angel, now trying to get her mind around her older cousin Elizabeth when she called her blessed. In our Protestant church, we don't worship Mary. But in the Catholic Church, Mary stands in a very important place in that denomination. Mary is being worshipped by the Catholics, Roman Catholics. But we, because of the, you know, we are Protestant, and we only continue to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. But here, this morning, from the passage that we have just read, what can Mary say then? Verse 49, holy is his name. Holy is Jesus' name. So, dearly beloved, have we ever tried to express such adoration when we pray to God? Mary has vividly displayed for us in this Magnificat, or Mary's song, holy is Jesus' name. That child that is going to be born is holy. Two, what follows in the prayer is what Martin Luther enumerates as six works of God. The first is mercy. In verse 50, his mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. All Mary can see was the mercy of God, and that came first. Then it follows with the strong arm of God. In verse 51, he has performed mighty deeds with his arm. Those who are proud in their inmost thoughts that sounds frightening, like a good description of our society today. You see, in our society today, we have freedom of speech, freedom of democracy and people chooses to speak their hearts, their thoughts. Some are very vocal. But in our world today, every time if there is anything that is controversial, you always hear two sides of the story. Especially in a free country like Australia, always you hear there's arguments about this and about that. The third work of God, He has brought down rulers from their thrones. The power of God and the power of humans are often in conflict. And when they conflict, God is not going to be brought down. Mary knew that. And we, as believers, also have to learn to know it. Because in the Old Testament, when we look at the history of the kingdom of Israel, God chose Saul, King Saul, to be the first king. But after he became king, Saul did things to displease God. And God was going to displace King Saul by another humble person, a humble shepherd boy. He asked his prophet to go to a household. The father says, "Yes, I have all these sons." But Nathan, the prophet, did not choose all of the others, older brothers of David, except he chose David, who later on became King David. Yes. He has brought down rulers from their thrones. King Saul, fallen, and King David ascended, became the king, a great king for Israel. The fourth work is to lift up the humble. Mary could see in her own experience how God lifted her up out of her ordinary position. As I say, she was a humble country girl. Perhaps not much education. But God's choice is vastly different from our own human choice. In our society today, you would think God would choose somebody who is well educated. But no, God chose a woman who is full of humility, humbleness, ordinary girl, to be the mother of Jesus. The fifth and the sixth words of God is going to be interesting. Because here it says, God filled the hungry with good things, but sent the rich away empty. Verse 53. Again here, God turns on his head what appears to us to be the natural order of society. How can the rich are hungry and the poor are satisfied? Just imagine that you see there's a line at the rescue mission. People queuing up for food. The best dressed are asking for food. And the poor in rags are dishing it out. Do you think that will be normal in our society? No, it can't be. It's the other way around. But how? Here in Mary's song, you see, Mary was quoted from the Old Testament, from the Psalms. God filled the hungry with good things, but send the rich away empty. Mary learned her theology perhaps when she attended her synagogue. From the Old Testament, the Psalms. Here in the coming of God's kingdom, that will bring changes affecting every area of life. Those people, when they are on earth, rich, but they don't care about other people, when they have to face God, there will be judgment on them. That's what it will be. Those poor, those humble, they will be fed when they enter into the kingdom of God. Because it is different from our present world situation. Because in our present world, people want to get rich so that they can be well fed, so that they can be, you know, live a life of comfort and luxury. But in the God's kingdom, in the future, It could be reversed. Three, Mary concluded her prayer by rooting her worship of God firmly in the history of God's dealing with people. Mary knew the kind of God she was dealing with, and she knew not only from her own personal experience, but also from the experience of his own, of her own people through their history, starting right at the beginning of the Jewish experience, descendants of Abraham. And we know God still bless his own chosen people, the nation of Israel. I often wonder how Israel survived in a vast area surrounding a nation. All to the left, to the right, all around her, Israel is surrounded by many of the of her enemies. And yet she still survived until 2015. You see, God had been the Lord of Mary's people for generations. As I said, from the beginning of history, from Abraham down, God has taken care of his people from generations after generations. And God has been Mary's Lord, whom she now magnified by her prayer and her submission to her divine mission. She is the mother of God's Son. In other words, she is an announcer of the event of Christ. And this is why every year we celebrate Christmas, remembering that God sent his Son through a humble girl, a virgin birth, through Mary, the mother of Jesus. So, dearly beloved, this morning, when we pray, just learn something from Mary's song. She opens her prayer, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Holy is His name. She need not ask for anything for herself or her relative or other family members. So dear brother and sisters, I hope that when we pray to God, certainly we can ask God for anything. But also remember to learn from Mary, the mother of Jesus, how she prays. My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. May we learn to pray like Mary too. This Christmas in 2015. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that at this time, just before we celebrate Christmas, especially when we see the world is very busy. People busy shopping, enjoying parties, and having a good time, or preparing to go for their holidays. These are all good things, O Lord. But help us to learn from the Mary song this morning that we sometimes need to pray without just asking God, but to put God. Holy is His name. That we need to thank Him. We need to praise Him. We need to adore Him. We need to worship Him. Help us, O Lord, to see another aspect of our prayer. Thank you for this wonderful teaching, especially at this time, just before we celebrate Christmas. Thank you, Father, for teaching us. And help us to learn to pray like Mary. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.